One thing I give Faye credit, you know, when he had a band, he was just like you was Count Basie, Lionel Hampton. He wanted, man. And he wanted the uniform, the music stand, and everything, man. I never will forget him.
But I heard them one time, because this was like maybe 49. I came home, because I was in the Navy, and I came home on leave, and he was playing at the original, in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And at that time, I really hadn't really begun to understand music
or get into it.
But I remember hearing the band.
Because
everybody had to go to the original and eat them hot dogs.
That's right, man. You talking about something.
Yes, sir. There was chicken and steak and anything you want to call it.
Yeah.
And the other thing was, through the club, Mr. Williams and that chili.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was talking to Gene Walker, because he's in Baltimore area, and I reminded him of, because the guys used to say, Gene used to burn up that highway coming out from East Liverpool to get to the club before before Mr. Williams finished the kitchen area back there. But,
and then I know another thing that wasn't right, when I was with, Lance Hampton, he used to play up in Lower Washington every Friday.
Thomas Grill.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
And
right.
We used to come, every time we came through Mount Lebanon, you know, we got stopped by the police.
I know.
And we wasn't doing
nothing. I know, but it was just...
It was just a routine. Yeah, they would be waiting for us.
Because they knew you was coming through.
Yeah, because there wasn't no parkway or none of that stuff.
Right, they didn't
have it. Yeah, and that was...
You know, I mean, there's so many things that we're subject to. You know, and it's unfortunate that as a musician, it seems like we're always put into a certain situation that normally we wouldn't have been there. You know, you wouldn't have been driving through Mount Lebanon for no reason at all.
No.
We're coming from a gig.
And
it's the only way to get home.
No, that's right. You know, Route 19, the only way you could get
that's it,
back
Russian
to
the road.
And
they waiting on you.
Yeah.
Weren't you? Do you remember that incident that we had out here, coming from Clareton, I believe it was, and we were coming up in McKeesport, and the Volpes running
on the
side of your car.
Was you with us that night?
I was in the car, because your drum case, you know, because I was sitting in the back, and they hit you on the side.
And see, what I didn't know at that time, I didn't know about, you know, insurance and all that, and I didn't know the Volpes was big racketeers, man. I didn't know they was, you know, had that man.
And what happened? What was the result?
When I found out, and then at that time, the Judge Johnson was back then. His father, Olive Johnson.
Right.
He had three sons as attorney. Well, the father was my attorney, and he found out, what's the name? He didn't even go through the insurance. He settled.
Well, first of all, because they didn't want to get caught up.
He didn't want to get exposed. He didn't want nothing.
Because the kid was drunk.
The kid was drunk.
Because I remember, because every time I got
there.
I was with me that night. I was there. Because and the cops came and they were pulling in that gas. I remember all of that, you know. Yeah. And wasn't there, did we have a girl that sang with us at that time? Didn't Lance have a girl that sang with him? Or somebody? Maybe not. Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Because I know with Lance, Dakota, she sang with us a while.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. Yeah, but I often think about that one when I'm going out that way.
Because that's
where they, near there was where they ran over Santee Powell.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, on that bend.
You know
that Bowman Social Club back? It was right down the road.
We
had passed it coming up, and we were on the bend coming this
way.
Well, that's close to where they run over a Santee, because the houses were those two or three houses along. It was in there, because he had a white girl, and he had been in a social club.
And
he shouldn't have been over there. You know, well, I shouldn't say he shouldn't have been, but he shouldn't have been.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what that was all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he wrote all his insurance and everything, and she got the money, you know, over his death.
I didn't know what had happened.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But he was good.
Oh, yeah. He played everything.
Oh, he was good, you know. Man. He was good.
And then he'd walk from there to the club.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Dolores Ware.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dee Ware.
Yeah.
And, because I mean, them days, you know, I don't care. I mean, you hate to say that a certain period of time is almost like it'll never happen again. But we have to say that that whole period of time from the end of the 40s, like through the 50s, and up to the 60s, we'll never recoup that kind of feeling.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
You know, because we had camaraderie. We had. Brotherhood,
you know, all that,
and I mean, Beans would keep us posted as to who died.
That's right.
I mean, it was a good feeling. I mean, it seems like Down the Hill was good. I mean, it seemed like that was a good feeling, but when we moved to East Liberty, it kind of changed.
It went another direction.
Northsiders and the Hill people. I mean, because I didn't understand that, because I'm from, you know, beyond both of those areas, and then I moved out here, which is beyond all those areas. And for me to witness and see how what this was, I couldn't understand it. You know, we all in this thing together.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, when you so you didn't maintain your membership too much longer after we had moved out here to East Liberty. Like Joe Westray's, were you still a member of Joe's?
Yeah, when we moved up there on Lincoln Avenue.
Because that's because we were losing it.
About it, I wasn't that active, but I was paying my dues.
Okay. And you never played. You were never in a army band or anything like that. You never did that.
No, I wasn't in the army.
But you did. You managed to play with some guys.
That's all. Yeah. And over in Germany, like I said, played over there. But I wasn't never in the army band.
And you say that the union thing that most affected you was the fact that George tried to keep you off of that job.
Other than that, I was treated, you know.
Okay.
Well, And he figured that that was too much money for us to make, you know.
He figured that
we wasn't supposed to get that job.
Yeah.
And then he come on the job that night on top of it.
To take your due, your 2%.
And then examine the contract on top of it.
Right. Well, one of the things that I found after the merge, we had a better policing service, you know, 471, between George and Jim Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were on top of not everything, but on top of most of the things that were going on here, you know, that we played. Because when you talk to a lot of guys, the first thing they'll say is they were always on my job, taking, but the monies that they owed was monies that they took. You know?
They never
went in your pocket and took something that weren't entitled to. But I noticed that after the merge and we got involved with Local 60, the policing kind of fell off. And
then another thing I hate about George, he had his pick. Some guys he wasn't bothering. Then stayed on your
stayed on your case.
That's on it. I hate about him.
What would you? When you were coming through, you know, like the older Smokey and Honey Boy, Honey Boy and all them older drummers. Who was there? Anybody that kind of helped you, influenced you, or took you under their wing, or you know, as a drummer?
I give all my learning, experience, and everything to Bert Logan. He took me under his wing, and he was one of the nicest persons and everything.
Right.
And when I was out in the Braddock, and then I joined
the Elks. Okay, because I was going to ask you that.
Yeah, and then we moved, and then I joined the North Side.
Right.
And that's when I come across Bert
Logan,
and we used to go up to his house, and he would teach all of us.
He
was good. He was good.
Was Will Smith a drummer too? You know, Bongo Willie.
Because
he was in that one.
Yeah. But I didn't get with him too much, but mm-hmm. I know you.
I think I saw a picture somewhere a parade, and he was, because I really didn't know that he, you know, dealt with sticks. All I know is he was the bongo and all that stuff.
But Burt Rogan, I give him, man, he was good, and then he was down there, and I mean, he taught, you know, taught us how to read and everything. That's who. I think I learned more from Burt than anybody else. And then plus not only that, he taught me how to repair the drum heads, how to soak them, how to put them, and everything.
What are your feelings about 471, about the union from those days? You know, just overall from when you used to go down the hill and go to East Liberty. What are your overall feelings about 471?
The overall feeling at that time, mm-hmm. I felt like we was one, you know, big family, you know. And I guess it was right before then. I guess I was still in it because I didn't like the idea. It was like we was merging with 60. 60 wasn't merging with us. We was merging. Yeah. So, that affected me. Why should we have to, you know. Yeah. And I was... And within myself, I felt personally, that we should have just stayed 471. Yeah. That's what I
think. Well, it was just one of those things that, I mean, the federal law mandated that we merge out. That was, it was going all over, and we were one of the last cities, you know, where they had segregated locals. We were one of the last cities to merge.
That's why you had to merge.
That's what it was. It was law. They didn't want to merge. We didn't want to merge, and it was an abrasive.
Time
when we did merge. That's what had happened.
Okay.
And then what had happened following the merge? Now, see, we had $1,000 death benefit. Okay, they only had $500 on theirs.
Yeah.
So when the merge came up in some kind of way, so then everybody got the $1,000, you know, coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
was a plus for them.
Yeah.
But then the thing that helped us was through the merge, they gave us a little bit of credit on our pension. See, a lot of guys that were paying into the pension program, you know, band leaders pay into the pension plan, they kind of cut us some slack in that respect. Only the ones that were paying in.
Because
that's what the union pension is all about. It's not like years, like you work in the mill and you got all them years.
Yeah.
It don't mean nothing.
Yeah,
in terms
okay.
of the
system.
You have to pay in.
Okay.
And the band leader has to be, I found out when Nate Harper died.
Yeah.
Okay, when he died, he wasn't even financial. Walt wouldn't even, you know, didn't even find it within his heart to keep his card up for him. And so, you know, I found out. Yeah. So that's the thing, because I know when the merge came up, because I used to talk to a lot of guys and tell them, you know, you pay your dues. You do remember the how many? Okay, remember those transcription jobs we used to do? Like, did you ever go, like, up to the VA hospital or up to Kane or up to the Mayview or any place and play and sign a green sheet?
So
I used to tell the guys, hey, you know, pay your dues, get your card, then you get a couple MPTs, that pays your card.
So it's not
coming out of your pocket.
But
guys wouldn't do that because I kept trying to tell them, that $1,000 death benefit is for your family.
Yeah, yeah.
So just think about it that way. Mm-hmm. You're gonna leave your family something. Too many guys, you know, and they get delinquent, and then they get suspended, and they get erased and wiped out, and then they'd come with this, you know, sad story that I couldn't pay my dues because they're trying to rely on music for their livelihood. See, common sense tells you can't do that.
No.
See, you have to have a job.
That's right.
You know, first of all, you got to have a job. I always had a job, John.
Me too.
You know that.
Me too.
And I remember when there was a John Wright tenor player came here and he was working down the grill. And Pete was working with him. Freddie Tooks, John Hurd, and Roger Humphreys.
Oh.
You know, and they was all working down the grill. And Pete got himself all screwed up. So John had done something, and then he came back in, going back in the grill. And so they'd asked me to come in to work. And I went over to Joe Westray's. I went over there up on the second floor, and Joe and George, and they was trying to say, well, Chuck, Pete, he ain't, I mean, he's trying to live off, and Pete ain't got that. And I said, well, wait a minute. You're going to punish me,
yeah.
You know, because I got a job,
yeah.
And this man wants to offer me a gig, he's going to punish me and give it to somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, that don't make sense.
No.
Mm-hmm. You know, shit. I mean, we were the ones that were smart.
Yeah, that's you know, right.
Yeah.
And I tell you, this just between me and you. Okay.
Leave it or?
No.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I mean, there's a better life.
You had about
there's
that.
There's a better life. What would you say to an upcoming youngster, you know, that wants to get into music? How would you advise him or counsel him to do?
Well, the first thing I would tell him, the first off the bat, I would tell him to be sure this is what you want to do, not what somebody else wants you to do.
This
is what you want to do. Because if it ain't what you want to do, you're wasting your time. Then if it's what you want to do and you're sure, then I would tell them the main thing is to study and practice hard, man. And don't try to do things overnight. Because everything...
It's patience.
Everything. That's what I would tell them.
Because a lot of kids coming along, they want to be instant successes.
No.
They don't have
no.
But Joe, you've given us a goodly amount of information. You never traveled. You never did any no carnivals and
no
things like that. You never studied. You went to music school and things like that.
No, just in school.
All right. Well, this is good. This will help us. And if we have to come back, I'll give you a call if we need any additional information.
Yeah.